家好，欢迎来到美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是 Kat。 杨林，今天咱们学什么呀？
今天咱们要去快餐店大吃一顿。
Wait, where are all my fries? Did you eat them all?
要谈谈危机公关。
The company will have to pay for advertisements in major newspapers that explain the recall.
还要告诉大家用美语怎么说异地恋和左右为难。
Sounds good, but first, let's learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
innovation. Innovation is spelled I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N. Innovation.
Innovation 意思是创新、改革。由于其主要顾客群在亚洲，诺基亚公司将把生产线完全转移到亚洲。诺基亚市场部主管说
By working more closely with our suppliers, we believe that we will be able to introduce innovations into the market more quickly and ultimately be more competitive.
我们认为与供货商更密切的合作能使我们更快地将创新理念带入市场，并最终更具竞争力。美国总统奥巴马强调
It's very important to bring the spirit of innovation back to the United States.
将创新精神重新带回美国是十分重要的。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Innovation, innovation, innovation.
Kat, 我问你个问题，现在热卖的苹果电子产品 iPhone, iPad, iMac 这些名字的前面都有一个字母 I.它代表什么呢？
That's a good question. I guess it means internet or intelligent?
Internet, 网络 intelligent, 智能。听着都有可能。我想是不是还有可能是 individual, 个人，或者是我们刚学的这个 innovation, 创新呢？
Quite possible. These are all good words. They give the product a cool, hip image.
没错。我说干脆咱们这个节目名字也改改吧，前面加个字母 I, 变成 I 美语训练班，多时髦啊。
照搬别人的做法 Nah, that's not original at all.
也对也对，咱们不能盲目跟风。哎，我有一个好主意，咱们不用 I, I 不是我的意思吗？咱们用 you, you 就是你，这下可不跟风了吧。
啊、Then our show's name will be You, 美语训练班。
哎，你得这么念哟，美语训练班。好了好了，咱们还是继续来听节目吧。
Let's listen to words and idioms.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第954讲，我是杨林。
我是 Doug Johnson。
人们常常抱怨不想去上班，可对于我的一个朋友来说，现在他更愿意去工作。他女儿最近整天都吵着要买一部智能手机来做生日礼物，但是他的丈夫坚决不同意。他丈夫觉得女儿还很小，很多事情还负不起责任。我朋友同意他丈夫的观点，可是也知道他女儿的很多朋友都用起了智能手机，所以不想让女儿觉得自己被落下了。他这种被夹在中间的状态让我想到一句习惯用语，那就是
Caught in the middle. Caught is spelled C-A-U-G-H-T and middle M-I-D-D-L-E. Caught in the middle. Caught in the middle.
Caught 是 catch 的被动式，被抓住的意思，而 middle 中间 Caught in the middle.被夹在中间就是左右为难的意思。我朋友现在就处于左右为难的境地。
She is caught in the middle regarding whether or not to buy her daughter a smartphone.
对于要不要给她女儿买智能手机这个问题，我的朋友左右为难。不过她的处境跟下面例子里的人比起来不足一提。她有什么困扰呢？我们来听听看。
Ever since my mother came to live with us, life has been difficult.She and my wife don't get along. If one wants one thing, the other is complaining about it. It's a constant battle, and I don't like being caught in the middle. They should settle their differences without expecting me to get involved.
这段话是说，自从我妈妈开始来跟我们一起住之后，日子就不好过了。我妈妈跟我妻子真是合不来， 其中一个人想要点什么，另一个人就会开始抱怨。这是个持续战，我真是左右为难。他们应该自己解决他们之间的问题。
这可真够为难的，婆媳关系一般都很难处理，而丈夫被夹在中间，像是哪边都不好。
The husband gets caught in the middle whenever there's a conflict between his mom and his wife.
一旦他的妈妈和妻子起了冲突，作为丈夫，他真是左右为难。好了，为难归为难，让我们再来听听刚才那段话吧。
Ever since my mother came to live with us, life has been difficult.She and my wife don't get along. If one wants one thing, the other is complaining about it. It's a constant battle, and I don't like being caught in the middle. They should settle their differences without expecting me to get involved.
工作中有个好老板是福气。如果你的老板待人和气而又鼓励创新，你工作起来一定会干劲十足。可是下面这个例子里的人就不那么幸运了，他碰到了什么样的问题呢？让我们来听听看。
My boss isn't making my job very easy. He assumes that I'll always be supportive of his decisions. The problem is that I think some of his ideas aren't good for the company. As a result,I find myself torn between wanting to be loyal and wanting to be honest. How can I overcome feeling caught in the middle?
这段话是说，由于我的老板，我的工作并不十分愉快。他认为我会支持和赞成他所有的决定。问题是，我认为他的有些想法对公司并不好，所以我经常在忠诚和诚实之间左右为难。我怎么处理这种夹在中间的局面呢？
我也有过类似的经历。原来大学的时候，我曾经去做过家教，可是那个家里的爸爸说一套，而妈妈又有另一套，弄得我不知道怎么办才好。
The parents of the child I'm tutoring have opposite views of what I should teach. I'm totally caught in the middle.
好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My boss isn't making my job very easy.He assumes that I'll always be supportive of his decisions. The problem is that I think some of his ideas aren't good for the company. As a result, I find myself torn between wanting to be loyal and wanting to be honest. How can I overcome feeling caught in the middle?
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 caught in the middle， 意思是夹在中间，左右为难。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。话说最近我就碰上了件左右为难的事儿。我认识一对情侣，两个人都是我的好朋友， but their relationship hit a rough patch.And they both complain to me about the other person. I'm caught in the middle and don't know what to do.
You don't have to do anything. Just be a good listener to both of them and let them sort out their own problems.
我也是这么想的。这情侣之间的事儿啊，外人还是少给意见的好。
Speaking of relationships, 咱们今天不是要教异地恋吗？
没错， let's listen.
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是吴琼要问的异地恋。
吴琼， What's your plan for the weekend?
I'll be out of town. 我得坐四个小时飞机去看我男朋友。
Boy, that's a long flight. 你真是一个好女朋友。
没办法啦，异地恋就是这么辛苦。Jessica, 异地恋用美语怎么说呢？
That's a long distance relationship. So, how long have you guys been long distance?
We've been dating for a couple of years now. 不过啊，他最近因为工作被调去外地两年，我们刚刚开始异地恋。I miss him so much, and I don't know if we can survive the long distance.
Oh, don't be sad, Wu Qiong. I know dating over long distance can be hard, but you gotta have faith in the relationship. Tell me, what do you like about your boyfriend?
他啊，最大的优点就是真诚，不做作。
So, he's a blue-collar kind of guy.
Blue-collar? 那不是蓝领工人吗？
Yes, but if you say a man is a blue-collar kind of guy, it doesn't necessarily refer to his job. Rather, it's about his down-to-earth, unpretending character.
I see. My boyfriend is a blue-collar kind of guy. 我就喜欢他这淳朴劲儿。
So, what does he like about you?
他也喜欢我清纯亲切不做作，那我就是 blue collar kind of girl 了吗？怎么听着这么别扭？
You can use the phrase the girl next door.
The girl next door? 就是邻家女孩。没错， my boyfriend says I'm nice and attractive, just like a girl next door. 不过啊，这次去找他， I don't want to be the girl next door anymore. 我要打扮得艳丽一些，给他个惊喜。
I hope he likes it. Now, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，异地恋是 long distance relationship. 第二，形容男人质朴老实，可以用 blue collar kind of guy. 第三，亲切可爱的邻家女孩是 the girl next door.
如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com.Keeping up a long-distance relationship is hard.
可不是嘛，异地恋的成功率可不高，除非两个人啊特别合适。
Yeah, and also, a couple needs to have an agreed-upon goal or reason for having a long-distance relationship. They should know that they're not going to stay like that forever. For example, the goal could be career advancement or a better life in the long run.
Yeah, they need to have something to look forward to.而且两个人目标得一致，不是有句话吗？ Love is not just about looking at each other, it's looking in the same direction.
说得好。Now, let's switch gears and talk about food.
没错，咱们去吃点快餐。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目食物单元的初级课程。 Doug 和 Liz 正开车要去超市买菜，可是 Doug 忽然觉得饿了，想顺道先去快餐店买个汉堡吃。
Winnie, do you ever get hungry when you go shopping?
当然有啊，所以啊，每次去超市前我都先要吃得饱饱的，要不然到了超市里我就会看见什么买什么。
Hey Liz, I'm really hungry. Let's stop and eat something.
Alright, where do you want to eat?
There's a McDonald's nearby.
Fast food is so unhealthy. But if you're really hungry, we can go through the drive-thru.
No, let's go inside. I don't want to spill my drink in the car.
So Winnie, did you hear where Doug wants to eat?
他想去 McDonald's, 就是麦当劳。不过啊，他说 drive-through 就是中文里说的得来速，也就是不用下车的点餐服务窗口吧。
Exactly. Well, why doesn't Doug want to use the drive-through?
因为他不想在车上吃东西，怕饮料会洒在车上。我也觉得边吃东西边开车啊，是很危险的。
That's true. I guess there are two ways eating fast food can kill you.
说得对，吃太多快餐垃圾食品会把身体搞垮，如果边开车边吃，还可能让你出车祸呢。
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like two hamburgers, a large Coke, and large fries.
Do you want anything, ma'am?
No thanks. I'm on a diet.
For here or to go?
For here.
All right. That'll be $11.50.
Liz 说 she is on a diet, 正在节食，所以不吃这些高热量的快餐。Doug 真应该向 Liz 学学呢。
Yes, fast food has a lot of fat in it. But Winnie, does Doug want the food for here or to go?
Doug 说 for here, 也就是在餐厅里吃。如果说的是 to go, 那就是啊打包带走的意思。
Yes, when you take food home from a restaurant, you can also say the food is for takeout. Now, Doug and Liz are eating their food. Let's listen.
Do you want to eat my tomato? I don't like them. The only topping I like is ketchup.
Sure, I love tomatoes. They're a healthy food.
That's true. Are you sure you don't want anything?
Well, I know the French fries are very unhealthy, but they look so good.
Come on, Liz, try one. It won't kill you.
Well, all right, I'll have just one.
Great, I'm going to get a refill of soda.
看来 Liz 的决心动摇了。虽然她一直在说快餐多没营养，可是啊，一看到 Doug 的薯条，也忍不住要吃上一根呢。
That's right. And did you hear what topping Doug likes and which one he doesn't like?
Doug 说在汉堡的所有佐料里啊，他只喜欢 ketchup, 番茄酱，还说他不爱吃番茄。真奇怪，番茄酱不就是番茄做的吗？
That's right. What does Doug say he is going to do at the end?
他说啊，他要去 refill 他的饮料。Professor, refill, R-E-F-I-L-L, refill 就是续杯的意思吧？
Correct. When you go to a restaurant, you can ask the waiter, do you have free refills?
这些碳酸饮料中的热量已经很高了，还要续杯啊？我看还是算了吧。
Now let's see what Doug says when he returns to the table.
Liz, where are all my fries? Did you eat them all?
I'm sorry, Doug. They were just so good. Once I started eating them, I couldn't stop.
Don't worry, Liz. If I'm going to get really fat, you should get really fat too. We'll look really cute together.
Wow, that's a really scary thought. I need to exercise right now.
Huh?Liz 趁 Doug 不在，居然把他的薯条都吃了。不过啊，他显然不想和 Doug 一起变成胖子，所以说啊，要马上去健身。不过首先，希望他们在超市能买些健康食品。
We'll listen next time to find out.
看 ，Liz 没坚持住，炸薯条这个东西吃一根就很难停下来的。
The craving for fast food is your worst enemy if you're on a diet.Your friends should be supportive instead of waving a bag of fries in front of your face.
没错，减肥啊需要周围人的支持，可不能老拿炸薯条来考验咱们的意志力。哎，好了，咱们继续来听节目吧。在今天的礼节美语中， we'll continue to talk about product recall.
礼节美语。
公司主管开会。执行总裁 Rick 宣布公司要召回一批质量有问题的空调。召回行动的第一步是发表新闻简报。Rick 告诉公司另外两位高管 Samantha 和 Hank 说
We will then specify the year and model of the ACs included in the recall and set up a website for our vendors and customers.
We should probably set up a toll-free line as well.
Yes, that's a good idea, Hank.
The company will have to pay for advertisements in major newspapers that explain the recall.
Maybe I can speak to some of the members of the press I know and see if they're interested in doing a news story on this. I'm hoping to spin it in our favor by highlighting the fact that this is a precautionary measure.
新闻简报里要说明召回产品的出厂年份和型号，还要专门开设一个网站，方便销售商家和顾客咨询联系。 Hank 建议再开一条
toll-free line.
免费拨打的电话，他还主动提出联系一些跟自己关系比较好的媒体，看看有没有人愿意发一篇报道，强调公司这次的产品召回是
a precautionary measure
预防性措施，从而
spin it in our favor
让这件事朝对我们有利的方向发展。
You know, a lot of big companies have been forced to recall products, and as long as they are honest about what happened and proactive in trying to make it betterMost people are pretty forgiving of mistakes.
Yes, I think people understand that no company is perfect. The main thing we have to avoid is giving the impression of any kind of cover-up.
That's right. If people believe we are being completely truthful, we should be able to weather this storm.
很多大公司都曾经遇到过被迫召回产品的事。只要公司对公众诚恳，并且尽可能提前采取措施解决问题，一般都会得到公众的理解和原谅。Rick 说，关键是不能让人觉得公司是在
cover up
掩饰些什么。Hank 表示，只要公众觉得公司说的都是实话
，We should be able to weather this storm，
就是我们应该能够度过这次难关。
To weather the storm
是度过难关的意思。
I'm also going to order an inquiry into whether any safety measures were not heeded, or if anybody at our factory was trying to cut corners.
We will make the results of the inquiry public as well. We want to be as transparent and open as possible.
I want you to talk to all of your department heads and managers and explain our policy. If they know of any other mistakes or safety issues, I want to hear about them. Heads will roll if I discover that anyone isn't following our strict quality standards.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Rick 还说，他准备就安全措施的执行情况展开调查，还要看工厂里有没有人偷工减料。
To cut corners.
Samantha 补充说，调查结果最后也要对外公布，尽可能让整个程序做到公开透明。Rick 最后要 Samantha 和 Hank 回去把公司的决定传达给手下的部门主管和经理们，发现问题就要及时汇报。如果有人不严格执行公司的质量标准
，Heads will roll。
意思是这样的人一定会受到严厉的处罚。
Wow, heads will roll， 这个说法真是霸气外露啊！这就是掉脑袋，吃不了兜着走。
Yeah, it means someone will be in big trouble.
好了，怎么不说 head 了，改说 heel， 脚腕子。
Why heel?
听听下面的体育美语，你就知道啦。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Hey, Patrick, 你怎么走路一瘸一拐的？
I'm limping because my Achilles tendon is killing me. Ow!
Oh...
Do you even know what an Achilles tendon is?
Not really.
Okay, Achilles. A-C-H-I-L-L-E-S. Tendon, T-E-N-D-O-N, is in the lower back part of your leg. It connects your foot to the muscle.
Oh, 原来你是和刘翔一样得了跟腱炎?
Yeah, he's a little bit faster than me.
A little bit faster?
Just a little.
Okay.
He had a problem with his Achilles tendon, too.
那你到底是怎么弄伤了你的 Achilles tendon 呢?
I pulled it during my warm-ups for the 110-meter hurdles.
That's too bad.
Thanks for the sympathy, Yang Chen.
跟腱为什么会叫 Achilles tendon 呢?
Wow, you really are a pain in my Achilles, Yang Chen. Achilles was an ancient Greek hero.
阿基里斯是希腊神话里的勇士。
He was dunked in a sacred river by his mother, and his mother was holding him、
uh-huh.
by his ankle.
So?
So, he became invulnerable everywhere the water touched him, except for his heel.
因为他妈妈抓着他的脚后跟，没沾到神水，就成了他的致命弱点。
So, when someone has a fatal flaw, it is referred to as their Achilles heel.This is because Achilles was killed when an arrow struck him in his heel.
What's your Achilles heel, Patrick?
Well, I may have a problem with my Achilles tendon, Yang Chen, but I don't have an Achilles heel.
Why?
I'm perfect.
Achilles heel, 致命弱点。这个我们在以前的节目好像教过了。不过啊，大家可不要把 Achilles heel 和 Achilles tendon 混了。Achilles tendon 指的是跟腱，也就是脚后跟跟小腿之间的肌腱。
Yeah, if you say being too nice is my Achilles tendon, people will not understand what you're talking about.
没错，在刚才的那句话中，应该用 Achilles heel， 意思就是为人过于善良是我的致命弱点。好了，这次的节目时间到了，这次的撰稿人是小北，编辑是蔚然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。See you later.
Yo, 怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？
什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。